things that I've got.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. If you're ready to kick off your weekend, like what are people talking about? We'll do that and keep it moving. There's a video that we just posted on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, if you follow us on Instagram, where AB, who does all our video works, made Hannah disappear. Because Hannah's off today, and I think it's because AB made her disappear.
You did, like, magic. She's going to hate me for that.
Yeah. Wait till you see the video. If you want to see how AB made Hannah disappear, watch the video on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. So AB, you made her disappear. You're in for, I'm going to read off a headline. You either tell me keep it moving or say tell me more. I got the clock running for 2 minutes, okay?
All right.
Tom Cruise is reportedly planning a major stunt for the Paris Olympics closing ceremony.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, it's like Mission Impossible style. Rumor is that he will rappel from the top of the Stade de France, I'm not saying it with my French accent, and to land on the stadium ceiling carrying the Olympic flag. This will actually be pre-recorded from in March in LA, but it's like this really weird drop that apparently you're going to see happen.
Oh, so he's already done this. They're just going to show it.
Part of the segment was actually pre-recorded back in March in LA, so part of it, and then he's going to do the second half of it.
Like,
so I think how it starts and then how it ends.
It's that's actually
this
pretty cool.
Huge, yeah. Like, video crazy thing that, like, AB just did on our Instagram.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah. Gorillas are addicted to smartphones now.
Oh, okay.
So at the zoo, they, you know, you take pictures of like animals. They showed the gorillas. I guess the gorillas are now becoming obsessed with themselves and wanting to see the smartphones. Isn't that crazy?
Now I kind of want to try that at the zoo.
Yeah, they said they said that they're just becoming addicted to screens, wanting to see them, and are basically like humans. Like, I need to see smartphones. There's this thing called vacation elation.
Yeah. No, I don't need to hear it.
All right, keep it moving. Here's an easy sign that a couple has a close and happy relationship.
Okay.
I know that it is controversial now when we use the word pronouns, but it's how you use pronouns. We and us instead of I.
Oh.
You can usually tell if a couple is happy if you constantly saying the word I or we. It's just little things that you don't even notice that you're doing, but if they constantly are using we or us, subliminally, you can just tell if they're happy or not. Which companies are scammers most likely to impersonate? So be watching out for this.
Oh, I know two people who just got scammed. Let's hear it.
Best Buy and its Geek Squad, along with Amazon and PayPal. Those are the most likely to get emails like, oh, this is Amazon. I get the Amazon text message.
Yeah.
This is Amazon. We can't deliver your package. Can you give me your social security number, your birth certificate, a copy of your driver's license? I'm like, no, Amazon, I cannot do that. but then, you know, those people that do, like, submit it all.
My mom.
Like AB's mom.
Yep.
That's it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Come back to me.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk about some of the trending stories. That's what Keep It Moving is all about. I'll either keep it moving after I read a headline, or I'll stop down and tell you more. Hannah usually bosses me around, but she's off today. So AB, you get the luxury of telling me which story. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because life is busy. So after these next 2 minutes, you'll know all the trending stories. Ford is creating a system that snitches on speeding vehicles to the police.
I can't do cars. I know.
Okay. Can you remember? Feeling stressed? Try this. Ice face.
Okay. I feel like I'm always stressed.
Splashing ice cold water on your face for the first 15 to 20 seconds as soon as you wake up. It shows evidence that it gauges your body's relaxation system to counteract the stress response. So it actually is going to help you. So if you want to wake up instantly, turn off your alarm, and just go throw ice cold water on your face, it's going to help you.
See, wow. I can't get my eyelashes wet because I have extensions.
That's what you're worried about?
Yes.
I just thought throwing ice cold water in your face as soon as you wake up would be annoying, but it seems like it would work. TikTok is obsessed with this new fridgescaping.
Oh, let's hear it.
This TikTok is a weird place, man. So this is a new obsession. It's landscaping for your refrigerator. I'm not joking, guys. Decorating the inside of your fridge with flowers, wicker baskets, and even framed art. Yeah, they think it's really cute.
I haven't seen that yet.
It sounds so cute, and I just want to open up my fridge and have snacks.
It would make me happy.
I guess. You know what would make me happy? A fridge full of snacks.
Yeah.
The most visited websites in the world.
Eh, keep it moving.
Yeah, it's like Google and stuff like that. And Pornhub. who falls in love faster, men or women?
Okay, I'm gonna guess it's men.
Several studies said men fall in faster with women. One survey said men know that they're in love after just one date. No, they don't. They just think they're in love. They're like, she talked to me.
No one, I'm in love. No one loves me.
That's a personal problem. But yeah, it usually takes women at least 1 month on average to know if they're in love or not. Again, way too fast for me at all.
Whatever, Brett.
Yeah. How do women feel about men's hairy backs?
Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's what
I
they
don't
say.
Need that.
Yeah, yeah. They don't like them. If you're wondering if you like have a hairy back as a guy, like you think the women are into it, they're not.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Is anyone into something that they were never into before they had kids? Or like, I don't know, my kids like this, and now I love it. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.